Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Vicki Sherman, past president of the 99's, lead FAST Team representative from DeLand, Florida, who is today's host.
Hi, I'm Vicki Sherman with Managing Safety here at the FAA building at Sun and Fun at the National Research Center in beautiful, sunny Lakeland, Florida. I have with me today the new chairman of a new founded organization called the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. And Doug Stewart is here with us. Doug, congratulations on your new position.
Well, thank you very much, Vicki. I don't know whether it should be congratulations or sentiments.
Well, you've had a full plate for the last 2 months at least.
Very full plate. It's been spilling all over the plate, onto the table, off the table, onto the floor. It's been very full.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the new organization, as well known as SAFE, and what's your goal?
Okay, we have numerous goals. SAFE stands for the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. So we're an organization that's not just for flight instructors, but encompasses the entire field of aviation education. As an example, I just had a talk with a lady earlier today who's very involved with maintenance instruction. And we're looking to partner with folks like the ATEC organization, things of that nature.
Well, that's wonderful.
One of our main focal points is that we are entirely member-driven. We're a member-centric organization. Membership has a great part in our mission, in our goals, in our direction that we go. It's up to the members. It's not just a board calling the shots.
Well, what kind of membership is a wide range of people that are really interested in not only as flight instructors, but as pilots in general?
I wouldn't say pilots in general. I would say for the most part it's flight instructors, although as I say, we are reaching out to even, for example, on our board. We've got academia, we have a college professor, a doctor of science education actually on our board. We're looking for academia, sim instructors, ground instructors, avionics technician instructors, maintenance instructors, things of this nature. If it has to do with education relative to aviation, we're encouraging those people to join us.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, as far as your certified flight instructors, what role do they play in this organization and those that are also serving on the board?
Right. Well, everyone on the board is a flight instructor. And in fact, we have a 9-member board, 8 of those members are master flight instructors. So obviously flight instruction is a major part of it. We're not going to say that we're not. We're not downplaying flight instruction. It is a major component of the organization, and they play a major part in it.
Now, where are you going with all this? I mean, I know you're newly founded, and what are your aspirations of the board and the...
Okay, the biggest aspiration, I think, is to raise, perhaps recognition would be the best word, recognition for aviation educators throughout the aviation community. Right now, aviation educators are at the bottom of the food chain, and it has been this way from time immemorial. You know, we go back to when flight instruction started, and we can have a whole discussion about flight instruction itself and how that really needs to be changed. You know, we're still instructing the way they instructed at World War I. It's all task-based, and yet we know that the vast majority of our fatal accidents are based upon poor pilot decision-making. We need to change our training. Major issue there.
Major issue. And not only just that you know all this stuff, how long have you been a flight instructor?
I personally have been a flight instructor about 20 years. I've got over 9,000 hours of dual given. I've spent a lot of time in that right seat.
You've been in the industry.
Been in it quite a bit. The flight instructor still is at the bottom of the food chain, and we need to bring aviation educators up, if not the top rung, at least very close to the top. We need to gain greater recognition. I really feel that there is a need to increase the standards to become an aviation educator. I personally feel that it's a little too easy to become a flight instructor right now. Things like the fact that a flight instructor and this might be very controversial, I'm not going to say that it isn't, but a flight instructor is the only pilot certificate that does not require at least a biannual 24 calendar month flight evaluation. There are many flight instructors that just renew through a FERC. And I've had the experience as an examiner where someone, oops, they missed a cutoff date of their online FERC, and now they have to take a reinstatement ride, and they can't teach their way out of a bag. It's a pretty sorry state of affairs, and SAFE would like to move to change these things. If we make it harder to become an instructor, it means some people will shout and argue, well, that means it's going to cost them more, and that's wrong, and that means other people are going to have to pay more. What is the price that we put on a human life?
Very interesting.
What is the price that we put on a human life? The sad fact of the matter is we're having 10 fatal accidents a day. It's inexcusable. And a lot of that comes back to poor instruction. And so if we really looked at the real root of the issue, that's what SAFE is about. There are many, many ways to achieve our goals of improving that.
So I imagine goals for SAFE is to really start to take on something so it does give more of a professional and respectful career in flight instructing.
Absolutely. One of our tools for doing this, we are in process of building an online members-only library of resource to help instructors to improve their integrity, to improve their skills, to improve their knowledge. We're looking to create a mentoring program. Do you realize that the United States of America is virtually the only country where a flight instructor can get their certificate, 250 hours, I mean, the potential is there to do it in 200, that's a minimum requirement, and no oversight now. Here's your flight instructor certificate, go out and teach.
Scary, isn't it?
Very scary. Almost every other country, a flight instructor has to spend some kind of probationary period. Well, we're not necessarily that we need to mandate that probationary period, but we would like to provide the aviation education community with the opportunity to receive mentorship from instructors, not to be filled of myself and filled with hubris, but instructors who've spent a little bit of time there doing this. I've personally made, one of my seminars, True Confessions, the Mistakes I've Made. I've made a lot of mistakes.
And we learn through our mistakes.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying I know it all. Every day I'm learning more. Well, if I don't learn on a flight, the flight's been wasted.
Right. And I think a lot of times, I think what you're saying also, too, you also learn through experience where a lot of flight instructors, when they do become flight instructors, are really low time or don't have the experience. That sometimes experience comes along with keeping up with your skills.
Absolutely. And even if we were to look at something like the FITS, and I think the FITS is a wonderful program, but my fear is that many of these young instructors with 250, 300 hours, maybe only a total of 10 hours of actual time in the airplane solely by themselves, true solo flight. This is scary.
It is very scary.
And now they're going to start teaching us scenarios. But they haven't lived those scenarios. They've learned those scenarios out of a book. And we go right back into the rote learning now. And it's an instructor who's teaching a scenario, but they really haven't been there themselves. And there's nothing that can give you the conviction as the experience.
And okay. I totally agree with you. As a flight instructor myself,
right.
You do learn through experience, and not only through experience, but talking to people such as yourself that have had that type of background through all that experience.
Mm-hmm. And there's no reason why people like you and I, and you're a master instructor just as well as I am, why we can't have that opportunity to really share our knowledge, our skills, with those who truly seek it, and to furthermore encourage them to seek it.
Well, very, very true.
And right now, that isn't being done anywhere.
Well, let me ask you. I know you're going to be working on the membership of this for the organization. How are you going to reach out to these people?
Good question that I can't entirely answer. I can't do it all.
Well,
and I'm certainly not trying to micromanage everything that has been done by SAFE. And the G's that we've pulled, remember, we incorporated in February. We're only 3 months old.
Exactly.
And you look at the distance we've come in 3 months, but it's been done all by volunteer folks, all who are working full-time positions, most of us as full-time flight instructors. A lot of committees working on a lot of things. We do know that quite often a committee moves about the speed of a J3 Cub into the win we have today. You know, it'll take them till tomorrow afternoon to get across the field.
Right.
So we're trying to keep our committees lean and mean, small, but we do have a committee that is working on membership, on ways to recruit new members. Certainly as the word spreads about who we are and what we are, more and more interest will be gained, certainly interviews such as this.
Right.
We're also looking to create chapters, very much the way EAA does, to create chapters for flight instructors where we can have at least regional meetings for chapters with seminars, with discussion, with forums, again, giving tools for flight instructors to learn new techniques, to network with each other, to share these different techniques.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of us have, as flight instructors, have participated with Women in Aviation and are proud flight instructors to get the word out, when we do have an audience that are curious about, you know, becoming better instructors that have attended these forums or mm-hmm. something. So that's another way of reaching out as well.
Right, right. There's so many different ways we can reach out. And like I say, you know, we're taking each step as we go. You know, it's a step at a time. Some things, too, we realize that there's some things that we can move quickly. And there are other things that need to take time. For an example, we are striving to become a 501c3 organization. But we have to do this properly. There's a very extensive filing. It's a 29-page document. You're probably familiar with those.
Very much.
I'm not. I've been told. So I have heard that it's a rather extensive one. And we have a wonderful lawyer who's helping us with this. He is a pilot, but works a lot with nonprofits. But he's got a bunch of questions for us that we have to answer properly with things like, what's our mission? What is our mission statement? What is our activity? Who are we going to provide it to? Where are we going to provide it? How are we going to provide it? Many of these questions are answered through our mission statement.
Right. And you're still working through all this.
Absolutely.
I mean, step by step, yeah. Like you said, you really want to do it correctly. Yeah.
Some things can be done fast. You know, I can call up Sun and Fun and say, do you have any space left for a booth? Yes, we do. How much do you need? Boom, we got a space. Now I go, oh, how are we going to fill it? Okay, that can be done quickly. And we can improvise on that one.
Exactly.
Okay? 501c3 can't be improvised.
Exactly.
Same thing with the mission for the board. A board's true job is governance, to set policy and procedure. And it's staff, really a paid staff, which we're not prepared to have, it's staff that now does the management of these policies and procedures.
As the board directs them.
As the board directs them. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, right now, the board is forced with this position of having to take on management as well. We are looking to transition through that as quickly as we can. And certainly as soon as we build funds and gain sponsorship, then we can look to hire an executive director and turn that management entirely over to them so the board just deals with procedure and policy.
Well, it sounds like you guys are really working hard. I think you've got this board that's located all across the U.S. And I know you all keep in touch. I know you got a wonderful email system and website, you know, work
right.
People that are also flight instructors that are all pulling to get SAFE really up and running correctly.
Absolutely. Can I plug our website?
I was going to lead on to that. And how about plugging your booth?
I thought, well, yes, we do have a booth. If we could swing our camera, you probably can. I can look right down at our booth here. We're right beside the Terrafugia display. We're just to the east of the Terrafugia display towards the FAA Pavilion. Our website is www.safepilots.org. About our website, we had 25,500 hits in the month of March.
That is wonderful.
We've got a webmaster who is just, this man is driven. This man is driven to create a website where you have reason to go back frequently. Virtually every day, there's something new up on our website.
So keep that membership rolling in, won't it?
Well, that's part of the hope. Not only membership, but also sponsorship.
Yes.
Because if we can show sponsors that, you know, hey, look at the hits we're getting, wouldn't you like to have your name somewhere on our website? So it works several ways.
Well, do you have a lot of members here today or throughout the week that'll be here helping you a little bit in the booth? And
we, Yeah, I have members helping virtually every shift except Sunday. Sunday, I'm kind of all on my own. That'll be an exciting day, and it's supposed to rain.
Is that called home-itis?
Yeah, I guess so. I think we don't have fun. Usually Sunday's a rather slow day. But we have a lot of members helping out. Yep, they're here volunteering. We're also having a breakfast on Friday at Exhibit Tent Number 3,
okay.
Which is over by the Florida Air Museum. It's at 9 o'clock. I can't open up the invitations to everyone because obviously I've had to order the food.
Right.
But it is for members and invited guests. And if you're interested and haven't been invited, stop by our booth by all means. And we'll tell you about it. And if it's something that can work out.
And you do have literature over there, I noticed.
We have brochures. We have literature. Some
poster
boards.
Sign up for a membership as well?
Absolutely. You can. Our brochure includes an application for membership. You can apply online as well. Numerous ways to apply for membership. We have charter memberships at 4 different levels. Bronze, silver, gold, and platinum at $100, $250, $500, and $1,000. It's amazing how many platinum members have stepped forward. I'm just flabbergasted by the people who've come forward and said, I'd like to be a platinum member. And we can't even promise yet that you're really going to get some kind of tax credit for this because we don't have the 501c3. We expect it. But there's no promise.
Well, I think that tells you a little bit about the membership and who's really the heart's in the right place and promoting safety of general aviation and having the interest in aviation in itself. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Right.
I mean, we're also very participants in making sure that the industry is vital and stays alive and get no user fees. And I think a lot of us our hearts are in the same place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Doug, I mean, this has been a real pleasure.
For me as well.
Do you have anything else you would like to add to this conversation? I'm just honored and thrilled to have you here
as the first
chairman.
I'm honored to be here.
Well, I know the organization is going to be in good hands.
Thank you very much. Our vice chairman, Mark Adams, said, Doug, you need to think big on this. He says, don't think in terms of 500 members. He said, think in terms of 10,000 members. I said, Mark, that really scares me. He says, good. That's what you need to be.
Well, that's a challenge.
That's what you need to be, and that's the way we're looking at it. I'm scared.
Well,
it's quite a responsibility. I'm going to give him my best shot.
Was your first solo?
Oh, I was perfectly calm.
Oh, yeah.
And then as an instructor.
Tell the truth, Doug.
I think the truth is the first student that I soloed was actually more scary than my own first solo. I kind of feel like I'm in that same position now.
Well, it's been really nice having you here. And I want you all to, if you have an opportunity, stop on by their booth. They'll love to tell you a little bit more about the organization. And you come out to Sun and Fun 2009 because I talked to the flight service earlier, and they say that the weather throughout the week is going to be wonderful. And if those of you out there want to take a nice little getaway or vacation, come out and join us because aviation is really an interesting facet of our lives.
Absolutely, and the weather we're having is just so glorious. I mean, sitting up here, can I stay up here the rest of the afternoon?
Well,
it is beautiful, folks.
It is beautiful, and if you look out in the background back there, you'll see planes taking off right now, and it won't be too long here. We're going to have an air show coming up, so please come out and enjoy the air show, and I'd like to again thank you, and come back again.
Look forward to it.
And I wish everybody clear skies, tailwinds, and have a safe week.
You got it.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.